Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Open your Bibles with me this morning as we get a foundation for the direction. We'll establish a foundation to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's a familiar scripture. Verse number 1. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You know, the Apostle Paul would say to his student Timothy, he would tell him, he said, to in 1 Timothy 6:12, he says, fight the good fight of faith, lay a hold of eternal life, whereof you have obtained a good profession. Excuse me. It's not correct. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and profess a good profession before many witnesses. Now, when you think about profession, what comes to mind? You're thinking about a profession. A call, if your expertise or your business, you're a professional, or what you do for work, it's your profession. And he has called us with a holy calling. Amen? And he's reminding his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. That's where we're going to go today. Verse number 6, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. It's kind of like reminding Timothy of his ordination or of his call. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Verse 8 says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor be his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The title of this morning's message is Called on Purpose with Purpose. Called on Purpose with Purpose. We're going to look today, we're going to look at the call and the counsel and the consistency. Amen? We're going to look at these three things. Can we lift the word and make a declaration together? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. And Lord, again, I ask you, Father God, to speak to me today. I bind any distraction right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name. I pray that I be keyed into your spirit, Father God, and that your spirit flow through me to this congregation, Father God. And when all was said and done, All glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, the first verse in our focus verse today is verse 9. He says he saved us and he called us, not just called us, but he called us with a holy calling. A holy calling. A holy calling is a call to holiness. In other words, it's holiness and comfort here, eternal glory hereafter. Amen. So he's called us to be holy. He says, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord God. Amen. So this has a different persona. This has a different look. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm not that old person any longer. I have a new persona. I have a new image. I'm the image of Christ. You're the image of Christ. We're Christ in this world, to a lost and dying world. You know, you may be the only Christ someone sees. I'm not calling you Christ. I'm saying the Christ in you. Amen? That we're children of God, and that God's called us with a holy calling. Amen? Not just called. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Amen? So when I look at this, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're looking at the called. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 24. He says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. In other words, in my calling, in your calling, in our profession, amen, we're totally dependent on him. It's about him. It's not about us. Amen. And I talked about it this morning with the leaders this morning. When God calls you, it isn't about your ability. It's about the call of God and having to rest in his power, not your own. And there's something that I'm missing and I'm not seeing. Where are the young people and the children that want to be teachers? Where are the ones that want to be missionaries? Where are the ones that want to be pastors? We're the ones that want to be evangelists. We're the ones that want to be prophets. We're the ones in the room that are saying, I'm called into ministry. Amen. I'm not just talking about my profession in the world. I'm talking about my profession for the kingdom of God. Amen. And you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, see, you're trying to rest in your own ability. The Bible says when God calls you to ministry, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Everything that you do for the kingdom of God, if you truly heard from the Lord, is an act of faith. He says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. So when we're asking this holy calling, it doesn't look like the world. We're in this world. We're not of this world. God's called us to be kingdom movers. Amen? When you say, Pastor, what are you talking about? This is just a little crowd. No. Jesus will turn the world around with 12. Amen? 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 It just takes a few men and women getting on fire for the Lord. Amen? Amen? You talk about this city, this county, this state, this nation. Amen? We can win this nation for the kingdom of God. All we have to do is say, let God arise. Let a God arise in here. Let God arise in here. He's got to arise in here before he can come out here. We got to let this thing inside of us arise. Amen. He says that the calling in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus. Verse number 17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Not my mighty power, but his mighty power. I believe what the Lord wants us to get in our hearts with revelation and understanding is what's inside of you and I. The adversary has the body of Christ confused, not knowing and having revelation of the one that's in them. Because if you have revelation of the one that's in you, nothing that comes against you can prosper. Hello? I'm just going to share this. Just the other day, I was mowing my lawn. And it started pouring down raining. And I cried, the Lord said, no, Lord, I want to mow the neighbor's yard. And it stopped. Amen? Well, you say, well, you don't have authority over there. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Amen? God wants to recognize who you are. Amen. God wants you to understand that you're men and women with authority. God has given us all authority. He says, all authority has been given to me. Now go ye therefore. When he said go ye therefore, he transferred it. He transferred it to you and I. And he wants you to understand that the call on your life, that you need to arise and answer the call. And you don't have to look at your own understanding and what you can do to make it happen, because it's depending on God and God alone. Amen. I was reminded that when the Lord called me into ministry, he provided. Hello? He provided. And he's always provided. And in Ephesians chapter 4, I believe what the Father wants to say to us today is don't be afraid of the call. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. We talked about this morning, we have the mind of Christ. Hello? The same mind that created the entire universe. Hello? Hello? That's the mind of Christ that's in you and I, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Amen. He says, who has the mind of Christ that they may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. He's not saying it just for saying it. So sometimes we got to get outside of our own understanding. Amen. It's kind of interesting that God never thinks from here. So if it's always ideas, go back to the drawing board. Hello? He'll give us wisdom for ideas. Any of us lack wisdom, ask God. He gives liberally and he braids not. But what he's talking about, the mind of Christ comes from right here. Amen? Because the Spirit of Christ is in you. Amen? So in other words, what we're doing is we're tuning ourselves up to hear his voice. Amen? He says, my sheep know my voice, and I call them by name. He calls you by name. Before this world was ever created, before it was ever formed, he knew you. He knew your name. I love that song. Barbara Judy isn't here, so I'm gonna spare y'all. But the song goes,
he knows my name.
Go for it, yeah.
He knows
my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Amen. Hallelujah. Good job, Dusty. And Dusty, that's what he says. He knows your name. Amen. He sees each tear that falls and he hears you when he call. When you call. Amen. One thing about the Lord, you never get a busy signal. You never get an answer to say, call me later, leave a message. Amen. He says, if you'll call on me, I will answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you know of not. Amen. The Apostle Paul, as he's continued in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, he says to the church at Ephesus, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now, the vocation comes from the Greek word klesis, K-L-E-S-I-S. K-L-E-S-I-S. Klesis means calling or profession. Amen? So he is saying to him, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith you were called. Then he gives him instructions how to do it. With lowliness of mind and meekness. If I'm stubborn and strong-headed, I can't receive direction from the Lord. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. I've got to have myself in a place of humility and humbleness to receive. I'll show you something. I'm going to make a public confession. Confess your faults to one another. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much, so y'all can pray for me. I was crying out to the Lord about last Sunday's message. And I knew that I heard from the Lord when he talked about keeping our eyes on him and the distractions was when Peter took his eyes off of the Lord, he began to sink because he was distracted by the waves and looked at the distraction versus the Savior. And at the end of the service, I had an altar call about being distracted. And there was a few people that came up, but my heart was broken because I knew it was for everyone in the room. All of us. Everyone is distracted by something. Then when I was crying out to the Lord, I said, well, Lord, what should I have done differently? He said, you should have got on your knees and asked me to forgive you for what's distracting you. Hello? Hello? We're all in this together. No one's perfect. Amen? We're growing. We're learning. Amen? And so he wants you to understand that when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to me. I'm not looking down my nose at anyone. The same things he deals with you with, he deals with me with. I haven't arrived yet. None of us have arrived yet. We're all on a journey. Hallelujah. But he gives us instructions with lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You know, if you look at it, what we're called to do, Jesus made it simple for us. He said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen? So what we're doing, we're ministers of peace. How many need some peace in your families and relationships? How many need some peace in the workplace? How many need some peace? We need it all over. And God said, we are the ministers of it. God's called us with a holy calling. Amen? He's called us with a holy calling. Then he says, secondly, not according to works, but according to his purpose and grace. Now, we all know the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, 8, 9, for by grace we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But verse 10 says this, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. So his counsel is, this isn't things that we are working for. I don't work to please the Lord. I please the Lord out of my attitude of gratitude because of what he's already done. Amen. So when I look at that, if you look at Titus chapter 3, verse number 5, the Word of God says this. He says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, it's not by our works, but by his, but for his purpose and his grace. This thing is really making noise. Stick with your song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pardon the recording. Commercial break. You got another song you want to sing during the commercial there, Dusty?